Jesus names his followers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus names his followers. All of his life, Jesus was a sharer. He shared from childhood on. He shared throughout his entire experience. And he's always talking and sharing and giving his love to everyone. He was always unconditionally loving himself and everyone in his world. And in many experiences, Jesus was teaching others. And as he taught them, some would learn and follow what he said. Some would feel that what he was saying was valid. Some would feel that what he was saying was not for them. But there were those who were the followers of Jesus. One time Jesus was in the temple, and he was teaching, because he was a Jewish rabbi, and he was teaching in the temple. Gathered about him in the temple were all sorts of people. All, naturally, were men. At that time, women did not gather about in the temple, just the men. And so Jesus was teaching these men, and he was telling these men all about the absolute qualities of the divine, and how each one of them were the absolute quality of the divine. And they all listened intently. And then he heard a knocking at the temple door, and he never allowed himself to be bothered by outside influences while he was sharing. He felt that the message he had to give far outshone anything else that might happen, whether it would be the weather, whether it be someone knocking at the door, whether it be someone shouting, whatever it may be. He was so in tune with the lessons that he shared, he allowed nothing to disturb him. Well, finally, the knocking at the door was so insistent that the people outside who knocked, one of them came in. And they came up to Jesus and confronted him as he was speaking to these people, and said, "Jesus, your mother and brothers are outside waiting for you. Your family is waiting for you." And Jesus looked at the people who were sitting there in the synagogue, and they were all looking to see what Jesus would respond in this particular situation. And Jesus turned to the person who came with the message, and he said, "Go and tell them that my mother and my brethren are those who follow my teaching, those who follow what I share. My mother and my brethren, my family, are those who follow what I teach and share." And the fellow went back to Jesus' mother and brother and told him. And they were not surprised, because Jesus had said this to them before. But they thought they would bring something to his attention. They thought that they were more important and their deeds were more important than the words that the Master was sharing with those who were listening. Now it's true, in the temple, not all were followers of Jesus, but there were some who were. And he was speaking to those who were the followers, the believers, in what he had to share. Wherever Jesus went, he names his followers. He said, "Leave your mother and leave your father. Let the dead bury the dead. Come and follow thou me." He spoke, you might say, against tradition, where young people remained helpful to their parents until they married. Young people remained helpful to their parents and helping them run their business and helping them live their life and being a source of income for them and having respect for their elder. And young people were told that when their parents were on their deathbed, they died usually around 30 years of age, that they should be there for them. They should hold their hand while they're dying. They should be there while they're on the throes of death. And Jesus said, "No, let the dead bury the dead. For those who are the dead will be with us always, and those who are alive are only here until they realize that their life is immortal, and then they are in the allness." Jesus names his followers as those who take his teachings and live them and experience them and love them. Not everyone is capable of being a follower of Jesus, because not everyone is capable of letting the past be past. Not everyone is capable of not being controlled by the circumstances of their world. Not everyone is able to let go and live in the now. Jesus taught everyone to live in the now. However the things were that they did, he taught them, do it quickly, do it now. Now is the only time there is. You ask, how could Peter have had a sword in his cloak and struck the soldier's ear? And Jesus said, that's not what we do. How could Jesus not have been aware of that sword being there? Well, it's quite simple, because people brought to Jesus those who were ill, infirm in one way or another, and Jesus continually said to them, what wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I can only see everyone whole and perfect now. What would you have me do when you bring someone to me and they say they are sick? And I say, what do you believe? And if they believe they're sick and they like it, then that's what they are. But for me, there is no sickness. There is no death. There is no time and space. There is only the now. Jesus taught the now to his disciples. Jesus taught the now to whomever would listen. It would appear that Jesus taught moralism, and he taught ethics, and he taught proper attitudes, proper ways of living on a human level. And he did not. He taught proper ways of living on the divine level. But he used human illustrations because those were what people could understand at the moment as they moved from the nowness of being human to the nowness of being the all. Jesus names his followers, and he names them all as the divine in the first creation of all said everything that he created was good and very good. And Jesus names his followers as good and very good. Though some of them may err, though some of them may have problems in being the goodness that they are, in expressing the goodness that they are, and living the goodness that they are, Jesus always saw them as absolute and divine right now. Each one of us have the Christ within us. Each one of us is the Christ. Each one of us is Jesus the Christ. Each one of us say to ourselves, we name our followers by who we are. Each one of us is divine. Each one of us is God. Ye are God, the Master told us. Now, when we are ready to take responsibility for what we define God to be, then we will know that we indeed are. But until we take responsibility for being what we define God to be, then we will limit ourselves by whatever we take it that we are. Let's let go of the past today, claim the present. Let's let go of the future today, claim the present. Let's live in the present in the now as the Master did. And as we live in the now, all things are accomplished. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.